Congratulations. I mean, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's a great award. I just think it shows the type of defense that we had. You don't get, you know, all pro votes, all pro players on team, on defenses that are not good. We have a great team. I had great coaching this year. Coach Pug, instrumental in my success this year. Every day he came in, he coached me like, it's kind of hard to explain. He didn't coach me like he had been with me, you know, through 4 years. He coached me how I needed to be coached. He pushed me every single day and got out of me this year. And I'm very appreciative of my teammates and my coaches.
The best defense? Do you feel like there should have been more guys that were selected?
Oh, yeah. I think it's, you know, the same with the Pro Bowl. You know, I feel like we should have had more players. You got the number one defense. We should have, you know, more Pro Bowl players, more All-Pro, you know, players. We had some guys get, you know, votes, but, you know, Aqib and Brandon Marshall, those guys should have got voted. I could go down the list, you know, all through the roster and say this guy. But, you know, the most important is the Super Bowl, and that's what we're here to get.
You guys have kind of used that no respect all season long. Does it actually fuel this defense that the accolades aren't quite rolling in like they should be?
You know, I think it does, but at the end of the day, I really don't think it fuels them too much. I think it's a little bit, you know, you always want that consideration. You want to get picked, but at the end of the day, I think what makes us great is, you know, I give those guys those props. You know, I tell, you know, Brandon Marsh, he's doing a good job. Same way, you know, vice versa. He tells me I'm doing a great job. And that's really the only vote that matters. You know, if you're getting the votes of your teammates and the guys you're going out there practicing with every single day.
You think if you win three more games that those accolades will start rolling in after?
I mean, I'm hoping a little bit more accolades will start rolling in, you know. But it's a great time of the year, great award. Happy for my teammates, happy for my coaches. It's a great day.
From your vantage point, to see Peyton back at quarterback, any reaction yesterday?
I thought I was going to have my shot at quarterback, but, you know. So good. We've won with both of those guys. I feel comfortable with both of those guys in there. And we're going to play our style of defense and go to work, what we've been doing all season.
What does it say for the quality of the locker room that a lot of teams that had two quarterbacks, it would kind of break it apart, but it seems like you guys have stayed together.
I think it shows the type of job we had coaching. I mean, we had a great year of coaching, not only from Coach Kuhl, but all the way down the list. And we had to handle injuries, player changes, all types of stuff. And I feel like Coach Kubiak and all the coaches handled that well. So we wouldn't have been able to do it at all if it wasn't for the guys upstairs. So it starts up there with those guys.
Don, do you feel a little pride that you've come from where you were a couple years ago to All-Pro again?
I really don't look back. You know, I just try to, you know, live in the moment and spend time with Chris, you know, my oldest son. And, you know, that's all I really worry about. You know, it's a great day. You know, not many guys get to go to work with their children and, you know, have a very, very positive team. It's great, man. There's no other father in the world that gets to do what I do, man. I'm proud of you guys.
Do you have any preference on who you play, or how will you spend tomorrow? Will you watch all the games?
Oh yeah, we probably watch all the games in the basement. Same thing we do pretty much every single day. You know, we probably spend a lot of time tomorrow together. Probably watch both of the games. We won't know, you know, who we're playing until the last game. So we'll spend a lot of time together tomorrow, watch all the games, and we'll be ready to go on Monday.
Okay, thank you, Vaughn.
Giggle.